This is episode 1176. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. And welcome to an episode that continues with our seven-part series we're exploring throughout this week on taming negative thoughts. And in today's episode, you're going to be guided in a meditation to allow yourself peace as you release negative thoughts, to go a little easy on yourself, not to blame yourself, as you release and transform your thoughts. And you're also going to discover an herb that can benefit you as you go through this process. And give yourself a lot of credit for going through this process. You're doing important work. I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different meditation technique every day on the podcast, customized around a theme we explore for a week. And if you'd like to go a little deeper into a fully half-hour guided meditation with access to over 1,000 guided meditations, and you can break off at the 15-minute point on these meditations, you can find a subscription membership site that is actually now an app. The app is still in test mode, but you can be added to that. And you also get a journal so you can explore the series more in depth. So this week's journal is a journal called Tame Negative Thoughts. And you get a reflection question every day you can glance at and carry it with you through the day, or you can print out the journal and write in the journal each day. It's up to you. You also get a guide with all the different techniques organized nicely for you, and you can be added to a private Facebook group. So that's where you can get a little more if you want to go deeper into meditations. You can find that at my website at sipandom.com. It's S-I-P, just like your sipping tea, A-N-D-O-M, sipandom.com. So for your meditation technique today, for you to take into your own meditation, it's a technique that allows you to process these negative thoughts you may be experiencing. And I'm going to start with the tea, the herbal tea, because herbs are powerful. They can benefit you in a similar way as do meditation techniques. And so the herb for this week's series is Gotu Kola. Gotu Kola, G-O-T-U, and then a separate word, K-O-L-A. And this herb helps you in this way. It helps to benefit your brain, your mood, and your memory. So as you release negative thoughts, you might want to try Gotu Kola to help you along the way. Now, with any herb, you want to check with your medical care provider, because especially if you're taking medications or you're nursing or pregnant, you want to make sure the herb is not going to harm you in any way. This is very important. So just check with your healthcare provider to make sure this is an herb that won't harm you in any way, depending on your medical condition. With that, don't be afraid of the herbs. They can be your friends, as long as they are the herbs that are right for you. So Gotu Kola helps support your brain, your mood, and your memory because it contains high concentrations of the B vitamins, B6, B2, and B1. And these are the vitamins that are important for proper brain function. And it's also considered to be a great herb to help stimulate your central nervous system. And this allows you better focus. So that is go-to cola herb. Well, onward to the meditation. We are just about to the very end of our series. And I wonder how you're doing. Have you noticed yourself catching negative thoughts and noticing how those negative thoughts make you feel? And have you given name to those thoughts that rise up that don't support you? Identify them, give them a name, and notice how they make you feel, and identify that emotion, naming it. When you can name it, you can process it so much better. So for your technique today to carry into your meditation, consider whether or not these negative thoughts you've been experiencing are a truth, or are they just lies or habits that you run through your mind? And when you consider whether there's any validity in these negative thoughts, think about what is your truth. So if you consider your truth, you may feel so far removed from who you actually are and some of your best qualities. You may know you have some great qualities, but do these negative thoughts you habitually repeat take away part of you? Maybe the best part of you. And what part of you is that? If you want to recapture this part of yourself, go back to a time when you lived fully with these emotions you may be covering up with negative thinking. So if you were joyful and confident about sharing your skills or sharing your life with someone you love, maybe somewhere along the way, you feel you got burned or you were disappointed or embarrassed or you feel you failed. Remember the time when you felt strong and you felt strong in who you are. Bring yourself to that time. It may have been when you were a child. It may have only been last year. If you're an athlete and you notice you've fallen off your game, you have trouble getting into that zone, go back to a time when you were at your top level of performance. And notice the kind of state you were in. Recapture that state, that feeling within your body, with your mind right now. Name the emotions you feel when you're in that state. Name what it was that you were doing, who you were with, where you were, what you were thinking, what you were wearing. Fully put yourself in that state. And remember the best part of who you are. Go now and put yourself in this state. You are worth it. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.